So I have a question for the group. So after listening to this, where do you put Bitcoin and all of the online currencies?
Masculine.
Masculine.
Don't know if there's a category for
it. Are they more masculine or are they more feminine? Because they're decentralized, supposedly.
Yeah, it's decentralized, that's the truth.
It's not real money, it's just digits in a computer.
But that's all our Federal Reserve notes are. When you take out a loan, they create money out of thin air to give you money for your house. So it's no different.
There's no gold standard to back it.
There's nothing to back it. But there isn't for our Federal Reserve notes. So what the idea of having this kind of thought process is in the molecule, how do we design a system of exchange amongst us so that we can incorporate, you need masculine money usually to build businesses with. You have to have capital. Mm-hmm. But you need the feminine side in order to have a true community. And so how do we build that into the molecule?
My question would be, what's an acceptable interest rate?
Right, we used to have a usury limit of 10% in this country until they decided they needed more money, and so they made it 25% or whatever the market
will
bear.
Well, think about the way the Old Testament did it with interest. Do you know what they did with interest?
Prohibited it.
Every 50 years, what happened?
All loans
were canceled. Every 50 years.
All debts were forgiven.
It was all forgiven. Mm-hmm. So the interest was limited. Like every 50 years, everybody's account or ledger was wiped clean. Everybody's.
If I hadn't paid for my house yet, I'd only made a year's worth of payments on it. It became mine, you see?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Nobody would sell you a house a year before a jubilee.
No. Right. No. They would, yeah. So there would be that consideration. But there were ways to take care of it. And that was one of the ways they did it, was they created a jubilee.
So
also in the Middle Eastern countries where they don't believe in interest,
Muslim countries don't allow any interest to be charged. Muslim countries. They don't allow any interest. So what is reasonable?
Yeah.
Because think about the 11th round. How are you going to pay for that 11th round if you charge interest?
Well, in the Civil War.
Anyway, the Muslim countries don't charge interest, so they can't use credit cards. So they're at a big, really disadvantage in the fact that they're having a really hard time.
Right.
Even though they've got all kinds of resources. There's a tremendous poverty there because there's no financial resources the way the West has.
So we used to say that 2-3% inflation was reasonable, and if we only grew the economy by 2-3% a year, we could keep up with the interest costs.
Yeah.
But eventually...
I mean, ideally it's got to be a cooperative system where we are the owners of the usury, right?
Right.
And
you can't put it in the hands of...
And there's going to have to be some benevolence, but the ownership has to stay there, the profitability has to stay there, so it's continually reinvested. That's going to take a transition in consciousness of a group of people to do that. But if they don't have the resources initially, it's going to take a lot to bring that cooperative together.
Yeah.
Now, you may get lucky and have a billionaire that's just like, okay, this is the cooperative, I'm signing it over to the trust, and it's not my money, I don't care about it. But you're probably not going to have that. So it's going to have to take a real transition in consciousness for the people to be cooperative and be the owners of that and have a real trusteeship that requires checks and balances, and nobody ever is the owner. Nobody can profit from it individually.
Right.
Only the cooperative can profit.
Right.
Yeah.
Has anybody heard of the Mondragon Cooperative? It's in Spain, started out right after the war, very small. There's over 100,000 owners, employee owners. They do all sorts of, it's really expanded into all sorts of different industries, including high tech. I remember learning about it. The workers, they hire the managers. It's not the other way around.
Kind of like JJ's.
And if there's an economic downturn, everybody takes the hit. When it expands, everybody grows. Yeah. So
and the CEOs have, like, there's a limit between what the CEOs earn to the bottom.
Right. It's pretty flat.
In other words, they can't make 600 times what the low man on the totem pole makes. There's a closer gap.
It works. It would be a big advantage if we could do away with the Federal Reserve, because they put private company prints money and charges us interest. If we printed it ourselves, we would have no interest to pay, and we could loan ourselves money and not accumulate interest on it. Right now, we pay $1 trillion a year in interest.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Why do it's against the Constitution, number one, and it's benefiting private banking corporations at our expense. Why do we allow it?
Kennedy wanted to go off that and print money similar to Lincoln's
Treasury
notes, and he got killed.
Right.
So Lincoln,
Lincoln printed greenbacks. He realized that he didn't have to pay interest to the bankers. He printed these greenbacks interest-free, and as soon as he was killed, they did away with the greenbacks completely. Yeah.
So it used to be back in the 1870s and before that most banks had their own currency. Banks would print their own currency. And so if your bank was one of the bigger banks, it was accepted in more cities, and so that bank's money was worth more. So we had the United States banking system, but every bank had its own currency.
Yeah, that had its flaws too, unfortunately, because some of the banks were
unscrupulous, right? Yeah. But I'm just saying, we just have to think through what has been tried and how can we fix it, because if we want to build the molecule, we've got to fix the problem, because money is the life force, right?
Well, I like the statement by Lincoln, where he said the government should create and issue and circulate all currency and credit needed to satisfy the spending power of the government and the buying power of consumers. The privilege of creating and issuing money is not only the supreme prerogative of the government, it is government's greatest creative opportunity. By the adoption of these principles, taxpayers will be saved immense sums of interest. Money will cease to be the master and become the servant of humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. You're here.
Pretty powerful statement.
Well,
I was going to share that the idea of creating a new currency sounds very exciting and very fascinating. And if we think about, like, global changers, you know, I know many of you guys are not fans of Bill Gates, but Bill Gates' first team looks really funny, though, if you think about their garage team.
Right.
If you look at it, like, the eight weirdest people that you would never associate with them,
right.
But they made a change. It just takes a garage full of people to say, enough
right.
is enough, and move forward. So if they could do it, why can't we do it?
Right.
Well, it's like Buckminster Fuller's statement, though. I don't know exactly, but he just says, you know, you don't overturn the existing order by fighting it. You create a solution that makes the existing order obsolete. You go to a higher level.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are really excited about Bitcoin and digital money, thinking that's the answer.
It's not.
Okay, so computer people who really understand digital money understand that digital money is highly controllable. Look what they did to the truckers in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just shut down their bank accounts. And if it's all digital, and they take over, they don't take over the blockchain, they take over the wallets.
Right.
Right?
Right? And so the weak link is the wallet. And so they're really going to try pushing through. Even Trump is trying to do this. Is push through digital money and crash the Federal Reserve System to put in the digital money, which is going to control us even more. So
It'll be worse.
Well, it depends on the type of digital money. Like Bitcoin is one thing, but turning your banking savings into digital that the bank has control of, that's what we want to avoid.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
they're doing stablecoin. They call it stablecoin. And it's no better than Bitcoin or anything else. And so we were just want to make sure that we're all aware of kind of what's coming down the pike and have some solutions, because we're trying to come up with molecular politics, we're trying to come up with molecular relationships. We have to come up with a molecular money system.
Yeah, and it's probably got to be digital in some form.
I think so too.
It's not forward thinking if it's not. We can't go around with paper forever.
We can all buy gold and put it under our bed.
But the digital money is the masculine form, and the paper money is the female form. So I think we need both.
Or merge it somehow. Well, I mean, if it's truly decentralized and you're not reliant on wallets.
Right.
So, electric cathedrals up there, Michael.
But I think that, you know, one of the problems if we do the digital money system, we're always susceptible to the grid going down.
I think so. I think there's safety in the solar flares.
I don't know if you knew last night, we had
that might be the least
12 major solar flares last night. It was just one after the other.
I never noticed.
Well, no wonder, maybe
why I couldn't sleep very
well. Oh, yeah, I can't sleep when the solar flares pop off.
Thanks, Michael. That's good.
Thanks, Michael.
All right.
Yeah.
I got another. Another question here.
Yeah, how do you want us to pay?
Goldbash.
I've got a question for you. How can we use this fund, these different funds, and to solve the immigration problem? I think we need, instead, we've been going at this thing like using the tail of the donkey.
That's a dinner conversation we need to have.
Well, let's just put out the idea. I think that we should set up a system like the Peace Corps, where we go down to these countries that are sending their people up here because they can't make a living.
Right. We gotta
teach
them
how to create a civilization where they are.
That works.
That works.
When you look at the amount of Latin American countries that we've undermined and destroyed, I mean, one of the things that happened with NAFTA is it destroyed the farming. It put 1 million Mexican farmers out of business. So that was maybe an unintended consequence. You know, some people in America made a lot of money, but it destroyed.
Well, we have national karma to go into these countries and give them the intelligence and the wisdom to set up their own civilization.
Yeah,
right.
But what we've done to undermine and destroy the economies and the governments of a lot of Latin American countries, I mean, we've done huge damage.
Well, I know, I understand that,
but you're right, we have to go there.
Let's go and instead of shaking the tail of the donkey to capture these people, let's fix the country where they come from. They'll all go back.
Totally agree. I mean, they don't want to leave their country.
I think that's what part of the molecular group needs to do.
The Peace Corps worked for a while, but in small areas.
I think so.
If the intention was to make the world work, we would have no problem doing it.
Well, that has to be the intention.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, the intention is for a few families to get rich.
Well, we're heading for a crisis.
Oh, yeah, no question.
That's why we're concerned about it.
But I think right now the intention is exploitation and control.
It hasn't changed.
Yeah.
We have to stop talking about the problem and start giving energy to the solution.
Right, which is what we're talking about. Let's start
absolutely.
You know, there was a group that I was associated with back in the 80s. They made micro loans to people in Africa.
Mohammed Yusuf, I think, was a guy in Bangladesh that started that. That was a great idea, and it worked really well. And they'd give the money to the women because it would get done right.
That's what it was, yeah. And the majority of them got paid back. They were small loans.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it worked. It was great.
I'll get my way out of here. I don't know if I'm going to have.